This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And we're back again. This is James McCanny filling in for Daniel on the Power Hour. Here we are, March 21st, 2018, almost at 2017. I don't know, that should be gone by now. But the first day of spring, and I have on the line also here John Ferguson, whose podcast I've been on recently called Technology and Choice, where he deals with those two topics, and
that covers just about anything I want to talk about.
Yeah. Now, John, before the break, you were saying that it wasn't until you saw the wing generator actually operating that then you go, "Oh, this is what this guy has been talking about all this time."
Yeah, well, you lay it out and make a great case on your show and on the paid cast. But, you know, there's something about seeing it in action. You talk about these, three-blade wind generators that people see, and you go, okay, well, they're turning. They must be doing something. But when you realize that that is a huge surface area of sweep that those things go through, and most of that air is just going through. And so, okay, well, they're pushing on the little blade. Oh, fair enough. There must be a good reason for that. And you realize how many tons of those things are, and that it actually takes it takes a huge amount of energy just to get those blades going. So they have to use electricity off of the grid to get the blades going, and then they're contributing a little bit to, and you know, all of those different things. Then that's really something. But when you look head on at a wing generator, there's no daylight. You don't see much through except just a little bit in the middle. So that is actually gathering almost all of the surface of the wind coming through it all the time. And that in itself is like, oh. And then we were talking another time, and you pointed out that the way that's designed, it actually doesn't stop the air. It hardly slows the air down as it goes through there. And you go, oh. So we're talking about an amazing efficiency. With those things in mind, if people will go to YouTube and, search for the wing generator and
go to my webpage and follow the link, yeah.
Right. Just see, you know, that's a great thing about wind and water, that whole video, but just those clips where you see the thing and then you see it in operation, especially for the, you know, it may be politically incorrect to point out that there are differences between men and women, and one of those on general is that men have a more mechanical gut. They'll see something and understand the mechanics of it more readily. But women aren't excluded. But I just, from my perspective, you see that with the things that I've just talked about in mind, and it's amazing. Of course.
There's a famous story, John. There's a famous story of Christopher Columbus, and he was buying to get the ships necessary to go to the, you know, what he thought was to India. That's where he was going. He didn't think, I'm going to go discover this massive continent in the middle. He was going to India, so he sailed south. But anyway, there's this famous story. He's in the royal court, and of course, he was in the court and was at the parties and things like that. So they had this kind of a little competition where they were trying to stand an egg on its top, or on its, you know, the vertical. And nobody could do it. They said that the queen would grant anybody a wish if somebody could do this. So Christopher, after everybody had failed, Christopher Columbus comes up and he takes the egg and ever so slightly just touches it on the table to make a little flat surface, and he sets it there. And somebody goes, well, yeah, I could have done that. And he goes, well, why didn't you? You know, and And that's the funny thing, that, you know, once people see things, well, it should be obvious. Well, of course, but why wasn't it?
And you've got a patent on this thing? Why? You know, but
yeah.
I mean, it's really, there is so much more involved in it than just, you know, when you get down into the technical aspects of it,
yeah,
that not everybody would see, even having seen it.
Right.
But yeah,
right.
It's kind of like, well, of course, this other is, why are they doing that? Why are they spending these millions and millions and millions of dollars putting these things up when they don't work? Well, that opens up a whole other can of worms.
Right. Well, yeah, and which we can go there another day. But the issue here is that now the issue of energy has been solved. And I'm sitting on top of it, and the activity that's been, I've been involved like in a whirlwind of activity here recently, relative to the wing generator and other applications, things like that. But literally within 10 years, we can have a big segment of energy under our belts and start getting away from coal and nuclear and natural gas for electricity. And for those are the electrical components. And then also, if we could tackle electrical transportation, I was just at Elon Musk's webpage, my hat off to that guy. I mean, he's all over the place. He's shooting rockets into space and with his electric car on the nose of it. I mean, this guy is, on a plane by himself. I don't agree with all of his policies or things like that. But, I mean, that's what happens. You get people moving out into these frontiers where no man has gone before, and this is what's going on. And that's a private space program, and that's a good indicator that privatization is taking over these fields we've always left to government. And, so when we see all of these things of energy and water and money and food and medicine and gold. There's a lot of people that go to foreign countries for medical treatment because you can't get it in the United States, the kind of treatment they're looking for. Cuba, I travel a lot in third world countries, and almost every doctor I meet, not that I'm walking down the street and meet a lot of doctors, but I meet a lot of high-level people. They all spend time in Cuba going to universities there and studying medicine. Cuba is the number one medical stop on the planet if you're a doctor, except in the United States.
Right, right. The rest of the Western world is it has a barrier there. Well, you know, Jim, that brings up the real interesting thing when you're talking about these things are going private. And there's truth in that, but the hazard here is there are multiple ways to go private. And when you have private things being broadly taken over by business through the power of government, that's called fascism. When you when private activities are taking place at a more grassroots level where power is being regained closer to home, it's like the individual doesn't have to have everything, but he needs to have some input into what's going on. And that's where liberty can come around, is where you have more power and say, okay, well, I'm not going to handle that. I'm going to trust this other person or group of people to deal with something. I'm going to do my part and whatever. That is the alignment of the fascism as opposed to liberty, you know, tyranny and liberty. And that's the thing about cryptocurrencies and disintermediation technologies, things where you get the middleman out. Even the internet, though it is going through centralized pipelines, I still talk to people all over the world regularly, and we share ideas, and that's the key thing that they're really trying to shut down now, is people really sharing ideas. But as long as we can connect, you know, they can be shared. And energy is the same way, and the wing generator actually is a step in that direction, because while they're most efficient as they get really big, you can still take a small one and put it up anywhere and do a lot of amazing things.
Right.
Anyway,
right.
I'm done with my rant.
Come in all. That's a good rant. But yeah, it's something that comes in many sizes and shapes. And that's one of the you know, now that we're getting into applications, everyone is different. Everyone requires design, engineering, including what's the wind profile at the location. You know,
right.
Maybe it's not as much. Well, we have to design something that's appropriate. And it's like almost like automobiles. But going back to Elon Musk, that's what I started talking about. I was just at his website, and it's a very beautiful, simple website. And it's got about 6 or 8 buttons at the very top. Now they have a semi, an electric semi. This thing,
right.
You know, goes from like 0 to 60 miles an hour in, you know, record time. And I got a kick out of the Tesla Roadster. It's the fastest car in the world, 250 miles per hour top end, goes from 0 to 60 in 1.9 seconds, and it'll go 650 miles on a charge. Now, excuse me. But that's a machine. That is,
yeah.
You know, that is, you talk about specs. It's just absurd when you compare it to anything else. Now, it brings up the point, why weren't we doing this 100 years ago?
Well, it was started that direction.
Right. But the thing is, centralization has prevented, look at science centralization, something I've dealt with my whole career, is the centralization of science. And, oh, my, I don't want to go there because I could spend the next 5 weeks talking about that or about peer review and where it has literally become a monopoly for a small group of people who got the funding and the government funding and the publication and the grants and the, you know, the positions in universities. And it's that cycle that just feeds itself and excludes anybody else. But the science, there's a good reason to keep some of the, what you might call, riffraff out, because science is a very delicate topic. It's something that requires some specialties, and unfortunately there's a lot of internet wannabes out there that think they can just say something and that should be science. So there's reasons for peer review, but there's other reasons why it should be very strictly limited, just like government peering into your business. If you're doing something illegal and they have reason to think so, okay, well, that opens the door, but otherwise, there's no reason to be, you know, looking to everybody's private life. So centralization always seems to go in that direction, no matter what it is. And that's why now there's a fight against decentralization.
Well,
it looks like we've got music coming
choice
up there.
Is the most decentralized thing. That's why technology and choice.
That's right. We got a break coming up here. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown family-owned small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Muted myself on the break. That's the number one offense of a host. I'm back again. I was talking into the bumper music, and the engineer came on and says, Jim. So anyway, sorry about that. I muted myself. And so anyway, I'm back again. This is Jim McCanny and hosting for Daniel today on the Power Hour. My guest is John Ferguson, and we've been talking about energy, et cetera. But John, the issue that I want to bring up to people here, and a lot of people listen to this, but I'm sure the question on most people's mind is, how is this going to help me, or how is this going to affect me, and what can I do? How can I be part of this, or what's going to happen? And I can tell people that. There are many, many benefits that are coming out in terms of, say, third world countries, things like that. But the biggest difficulty, say, in the first world countries is regulations. And we can talk about that a little bit. But there are certain markets for the wind generator that we're going after right now that really don't have any regulatory roadblocks. And like you said, John, once people see these up and running, it's going to be, it's going to be off to the races because they see the benefit, et cetera. But there is an avenue, however, we're pursuing to get these into the bigger installations without a lot of regulatory disapproval, might say it that way. Anyway, John, any comment on that?
Yeah, I have a couple of things to say. One is that, yes, we talk about when people see it. Now, my parents or my mother grew up in Central Texas, had water all her life till she went off and got married, and actually her father lived until he died, getting their drinking water and all their basic water out of a windmill that just pumped water. And I remember that very clearly. All the way up into the 70s.
Windmill on the farm.
A regular old clankety clank windmill. And, people understand this. And there's still some around working. But when people start seeing the wing generator and what it can do, that's why it's brilliant to be targeting, I think on your part, to be targeting ranches and farms and end service, because this can't just step in and replace the wind and solar that they're trying to do now, because eventually it can use the grid, but it's not going to play well. But getting this technology in people's minds and the obviousness of it, when they go, "Oh, I've seen that." Well, people go, "Yow, yow, yow, it doesn't work." Hey, I see it. I know what I see. You know, it works. And so we don't have to go. I mean, it's great to work the big projects, but we can put this in the hands of people all over the world real easily, to where they see it working and it's a benefit. And there's a lot of people that want to see that benefit from all political perspectives.
Yeah, there's something that's interesting. Whenever I do some science project, or in this case engineering, I study the history. And if you go back into, say, the Middle Ages in the 1300s, England and France and Spain, and this was the time of the Middle Ages with Don Quixote, attacking the windmills, the great story. But these were everywhere. And you see now the working models of a big, say, the old Dutch style with the four blades, horribly inefficient, with wooden gears, horribly inefficient. Yet they were sawing, they could saw four logs at one time in one windmill and with gang blades, not just one blade on the log, but like six or eight blades sawing the log into boards. So when it came out, when the log came out the other side, it was all boards from one pass.
Yeah.
I think we're hitting
a break, again. But that's something for people to remember, that these are not just about making electricity. We need to talk about that when we come back.
Exactly.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do, too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by April 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before the April 1st deadline. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Back again. This is Jim Canny coming in after the break for setting in for Daniel on the Power Hour today, March 21st, first day of spring, 2018. And, John, I don't know if you heard the, were you listening to the ads when we were on break here?
Oh, well, I heard them, but I was actually doing something else, so I didn't get it.
Anyway, one of them was exchanging bitcoins for gold. It was an advertisement there. But anyway, we were just talking about that, and so somewhat of a timely topic. And like I say, I'm not choosing sides in any of this because it's a moving target at this state. But things are happening. Things, very real things are happening. So for people who think that, oh, that's just, you know, somebody else's world. No, it's going to affect everybody.
I'd like to say something about that, Jim, that people, whether you're whatever you might think about Bitcoin and the like, this technology will change things in ways that are really hard to estimate, because we now have the capability of having electronic communications that are actually, or having a manifestation that is actually an intangible property that can be used as tokens of value. In other words, if you own that, it's based upon encryption and so forth, but if you have a Bitcoin, for instance, or any of the other digital assets, you actually control it by cryptographically holding a key to it. Now, if you want to transfer that value to someone else, to their control, when you do that, you no longer hold control of it, and they do. That's just like passing anything from one person to another. That cuts out the middleman in so many ways. And the ramifications for that have to do with everything that we use to tokenize value. Because value is, after all, value, I did a recent podcast on this, I recommend you check it out, at technologyandchoice.com, about the concept of value. Value is just an idea. It's an opinion about the worthwhileness, and it's held by the individual.
It's like gold, for example. It's just, or whatever.
If you're starving, you can't eat gold. If you're starving and there's nobody around to give some to for food, then that gold is worthless in your opinion compared to, I got to do something to get some food, right? So it's an idea.
But if you have too much food and not enough gold, then your food will rot and you can't go get something else. So it's like it's what we put value on, and that's what gives Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies their value, is because somebody will pay somebody for it.
People have an opinion that it's worthwhile. I mean, we talk about how really the dollar is based upon nothing and it has no value, but it has value, because even if it's just a mass delusion and saying, well, gosh, that's desirable, well, everybody wants it, and that means you can give them that and get something else. And that's kind of what they're accusing Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies of being. Oh, they're a mass delusion. Well, the emperor has no clothes, because that's exactly
that's what I was saying earlier. Absolutely,
it's actually the nature of anything that we use to tokenize money. So anyway, that, I just wanted to throw that in. It's really important, and I really recommend. I did a very thorough episode with Adam B. Levine, and we talked about this very subject. Technologyandchoice.com. Check it out. I was thinking, we talked earlier. Sorry, I'm getting soapboxing here, but I wanted to get this thought out too. We were talking earlier about the choice being an individual thing. Also at technologyandchoice.com, if you go to tags and there's an article in there that's called The Decentralization Itch. And I wrote that two and a half years ago in response to the fact that in the cryptocurrency community, everybody's got to decentralize everything. Everybody's got to. And there's a lot of truth in it, but there was an irrationality in like, oh, we have to just break everything apart and decentralize everything. Well, that doesn't work well either. So that article is really good, balancing the concept of centralization and decentralization. It's not good or bad. It's what we do with it and what we choose and how much responsibility we're willing to take to hand over. Sorry.
That's exactly right. And the issue here, too, is, responsibility, but free market.
Exactly.
And that's the thing, that if we really believe in democracy and choice, then we believe in the free market taking this where it will. And that's something that when governments become involved, we don't have free markets anymore. And so that's the issue when, the governments become involved in buying food or in the in medical programs, not to mention just a few. Or in pharmaceuticals, or in, banking, of course. And the banking, it has always been a central issue for governments, but now we're back to the king form of monetary system, where the basically it's in the form of a centralized bank, whereas before, prior to that, you know, banking was managed a bit differently, and in the whole idea of the Constitution or the Bill of Rights was to put the banking into the hands of Congress, basically, who created the money and by minting it. And so the whole original concept, we're very far away from that. But anyway, all I'm saying is that the free market will reign in this case, and we might be in the United States and have an opinion, but when the rest of the world catches on to this, that have no banking, how can you tell them you can't use this when we denied them banking de facto, you know, forever? These people are not at banking.
Well, and honestly, some of it is, you know, unfair and unjust, but it also comes forward with the kind of banking we have actually depends upon a very high degree of trust that we have had. In other words, you have to trust the bank, you have to trust the government, and those things occasionally prove untrustworthy. But in the United States, we've had it pretty good. In the West, we've had it pretty good in the sense of being able to have institutions that we could put our trust in. However well placed or not that is, it worked. In the third world, you can't do. There's nobody. You can't. The warlords are just not that trustworthy. You know, the politicians are notably even more corrupt there than they are here. So, yes, the decentralized technologies of represented by Bitcoin and the like gives us an ability to have something that we can trust without having to trust somebody, one person. And that is the key thing.
And then also when we did the interview there on your podcast, I brought up the issue of I was instrumental in breaking what are known as RSA encryption codes, the prime number, the public key encryption system, and with the being able to calculate prime numbers readily, which is a mathematical problem. I didn't set about to break encryption codes, but I set about to solve a mathematical problem, which happens to be the oldest mathematical problem in the world.
But you were pretty cheeky to do that, Jim, I tell you. You were pretty cheeky to be approaching that, so I admire that. And that you cracked it is even cooler.
So anyway, all I'm saying is that the cryptocurrencies depend on computing security, and that's an issue in itself. That's a whole bright and dark world all its own.
Sure. Yeah, and that, as far as how those things affect the cryptocurrencies, I don't actually know completely. I mean, it definitely exposes a risk. But the thing about cryptocurrencies is there's so many details going on in so many different directions. It's very hard, you know, it's like, okay, maybe you can crack something, but it still takes effort. It still takes directed attention to crack a particular code. And if it's something that's, you know, transacting a few bucks, who's going to bother? So, yeah, that's a whole area that I have not really grasped yet. But it's, we can't rest on our laurels and trust anything completely. But we also have to make those decisions all the time. But, well, you know, I'm just going to have to trust that because I don't know what else to do.
Right. Well, let's get back down to planet Earth here.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because those are things that, but it was good. It's always good to talk about this because people who are, there's a lot of people that listen that still only deal with cash, that send in money orders for their orders. And
right.
So this is cryptocurrencies for them. But everybody deals with energy and the need for energy. And that's something that, both feet on the ground, the topic that it deals everybody has to deal with. It looks like we have a break music coming up here. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Who Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Okay, we're back again here, final segment. This day, March 21st, the Power Hour. This is James McCanny sitting in for Daniel, and I'm talking with John Ferguson. John, I want to turn directions a little bit, spend this last segment talking about something that's coming up here tomorrow morning, and I have to be very vague about this, unfortunately, but there's a major news release that's going to occur tomorrow morning at, it's timed for around 9 a.m., I believe, Eastern Daylight Time. But I want everybody to keep your ears peeled for this, because I think it's going to be international. And I'm not going to give any more details other than I'll give my webpage out because I'll have a posting there that'll redirect people so you can see what this is all about. But it's a big issue, and this is a way for people to understand how something very big is going to be part of their future. Anyway, my webpage is jmccsci.com, those seven letters, short for jmccsci.com, but just the short URL, seven letters, jmccsci.com. And so just go there around 9 in the morning and I'll redirect. And there's a tremendous amount of effort that's gone on in the background many years, but culminating in the last 6 to 8 months, where I've been had to somewhat go into seclusion almost to get all of this done. I've been just busy many nights without sleep or close to it, and traveling, quite a bit of traveling that I had to do, and managing things on an international basis to pull all of this together. So it's all coming to fruition, and tomorrow morning you'll get to see exactly what's going on. But anyway, I want everybody to check that out tomorrow morning. Like I say, whatever time zone you're in, it'll be 9 o'clock Eastern time. Go to my webpage, jmccsci.com, and then you'll be redirected to the information sites, et cetera. But very exciting for me. And, John, did you have any comments?
I was going to say it's a big deal. You've let me in on enough of it to go, oh. Yeah, folks, you'll want to find that out. Go to his site and check it out right away.
But
there's not really much more to say at this point on that, other than it's a big deal to find it out.
Yeah, it's a big deal. So anyway.
I did have something that we had mentioned earlier that I wanted to get back to while we've got a little bit left.
Yeah, we
if
got
that's all right.
So
I don't want to cut you out of anything else that needs to be
wrap up. No, we've got about 6 minutes. We got about 6 minutes left here.
This won't take long. There's two factors about, and if once you've read the book on your stuff and seen it in operation, there's several factors about this wing generator that are amazing. A is, as it gets bigger, as the scale increases, the efficiency increases. So as you get, it's kind of like, it's an amazing deal. The bigger you get, the more power you get. They can go down fairly small, but the other thing is these are not spinning fast like the small three blade generators. They don't work too bad if they've got a good wind, but they spin very fast. These things, the wing generator is high torque. It doesn't have to go fast to capture a tremendous amount of energy. And so it actually, you have a lot of torque. That's just the power of turning of that shaft. Now then, that torque is the physical force. We tend to think of the alternative energy as making electricity. And that's definitely something that that the wing generator can do very well. But any farmer knows that his tractor is not just for pulling a plow. It's got a power takeoff that you can hook up to, and you can make the plow do other things like bale hay and do it's actually a way of taking that physical twisting torque energy and putting it to other work. And I really wanted to make sure people visualize, no, these things are not just creating electricity. They are creating physical torque that you can do anything you want to with. You can pump air to make compressed air tanks, which are a great mode of a great way of storing energy. If you have one, it's got too much wind, your batteries are all charged up, put the power take off and fill up a bunch of air tanks that you can run all sorts of machinery and cars and everything with. There are trains that run on compressed air. You can pump water. There's a lot more to it than this, but I just wanted to share my enthusiasm based upon those factors. And I just wanted to not get by without talking about those things.
Well, thank you, John. Yeah, once you see the long list of applications and where this is going, for example, say a farmer has a big electric bill and typically has the poorest service, the biggest electric bill. If you could chop that down, I mean, there are farmers that have $150,000 a year electric bill. That's you can take a few vacations on that, let me tell you. If you could replace that. Yeah, big ones. I'll go on a vacation for that. And but also then they would start driving electric cars and not getting that electricity from a coal-fired power plant but from or nuclear power plant, but from their own backyard. So those are just examples where this is going. And it's going to go. That's the thing. It's already – I'll just tell you what I feel like. I feel like in the middle of flood season, I just stepped into a boat in the middle of the Colorado River, and I'm racing down, and it's like there's no getting out of the boat anymore. It's like this thing is going, and if we proceed with that, which is just it's not a matter of if anymore, then a lot of things are going to happen in the next 10 years, and it's going to change the landscape because then all of these other problems in the world that stem from energy, really the control of energy. And right now it's just very interesting in Japan. We're talking about cryptocurrencies. They've passed a law in Japan where they can pay with cryptocurrencies. They can pay their electric bill. So that's just like a baby step in the direction where these kind of things are going, because it's and apparently they have a lot of places in Japan like charging stations for your phone or something like that, and there's a small cost to it. And so it doesn't make sense to pay with a credit card because the minimum charge is like, you know, 25 cents. But these things are happening, and this is the future. So anyway, it looks like we're running up to the end of the top of the hour here. So thank you, everybody. I believe Daniel will be back tomorrow. This is Jim McCanny filling in for the Power Hour, March 21st, 2018. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
See you, John.
True pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.